The Water Institute is a Baton Rouge-based research institution that works with the state and the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority on issues like land loss and river diversions. One of its former scientists is now under investigation by the FBI. The Advocate is the one that broke the story. WWNO's Tegan Wendland spoke with reporters Della Hassel and Bryn Stoll about the implications for coastal research.
You couldn't make this story up. Basically, Iheb Maseli had left the Institute to go work at Tulane's Department of River Coastal Science and Engineering, and in the process, allegedly tried to take some computer files with him. Can you walk us through what happened?
Sure. So Dr. Maseli had left to go to Tulane, and Keelan Hugh was still working at the Water Institute. And Keelan Hugh is accused of trying to download a file that contained what the government says is proprietary information, the basin-wide model, and allegedly take it with him to bring to Dr. Maseli at Tulane. So Keelan Hugh was going to go over to Tulane to join Dr. Maseli as well.
So talk more about this model that they were allegedly trying to take and what makes it so valuable.
So my understanding is it's a pretty complicated computer model that can show what would happen to the entire Mississippi River basin in South Louisiana based on a number of projected changes. And it can model the changes in vegetation and water quality, the amount of land that might be built from sediment coming out in the river. And it's probably most importantly been used around the design and permitting for the massive diversions that the state is building along the two points off the Mississippi River, trying to use sediment flowing down the Mississippi to build new land. And it was developed over a number of years, actually starting before the Water Institute was even created in 2011, under a sort of a joint funded initiative between CPRA, the Coastal Restoration and Protection Agency, which is a state agency, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is a federal agency. And they funded the development of this model, and then CPRA has asked Water Institute to continue sort of customizing it and building it out to become sort of a more complex and accurate model that they use to then project what might happen in these basins based on different inputs and different changes that they could do as part of different projects.
And Maseli actually worked on creating and updating the model as well, right?
My understanding is he was the lead guy. I mean, from the very beginning, he was one of the first top scientists hired at the Water Institute. He's kind of known as really one of the masterminds of the state's coastal restoration project. And he was, from the beginning, the lead on developing this model. He had been working in similar kinds of models before he even came over to the Water Institute. He had been at University of Louisiana in Lafayette before then. And so he really was, in a lot of ways, like the driving force. And a lot of other people contributed to it and worked on it, but he was, in a lot of ways, central to building it.
Maseli and Hugh both obviously have lawyers now, and they're asking for the indictments to be dropped. On what basis?
Well, they argue that the information actually isn't proprietary at all because it was based on a state-funded contractual agreement. And it's also based on open-source modeling done by Delterres, which is a Netherlands company. And they're known for open-access information about saving coastal areas.
So pretty much all of the work that was ever put into to building this model and to updating it was paid for by state taxpayers.
How are people in the coastal restoration community here in the state reacting to this story?
A lot of people are stunned and shocked. I mean, Maseli is an extremely well-known figure. He's really is a superstar in this community. And so, I mean, a lot of people know him personally and sort of are very shocked to see him facing potential federal prison time. And a lot of people are also sort of stunned by this assertion of ownership over this model, because there's this idea, I think, that a lot of people had that this work was the overriding critical goal, and that any kind of financial interests were sort of secondary to this big collaborative effort to race against time and try to save the coast.
And Della, what's next in this case?
Well, the trial date is set for August, early August, and I think we're just looking towards motions that are popping up right now in federal court. We have some ideas for follow-ups about what's happened at the Water Institute. There's been a big exodus of scientists there. So it's an interesting place to investigate.
Well, thank you so much, Della Hussell and Bryn Stoll, reporters with The Advocate.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.